Kingdom Exhortations. May 2025. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul delivers a strong rebuke and admonition to the Christians in Corinth. He explains to them that although they are saved and possess eternal life, they have not yet grown up to a place where they can understand deep spiritual truths about who Jesus really is and how we are to know him, serve him, and love him. This is a regrettable picture of the overall church of today. The vast majority of people who call themselves Christians are still very immature in their walk with Christ. They are still spiritual babies and need to be handled as such. Quote, "Brothers and sisters, I could not address you as people who live by the Spirit, but as people who are still worldly, mere infants in Christ. I gave you milk, not solid food, for you were not yet ready for it. Indeed, you are still not ready." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2. One of the clear signs of a lack of spiritual maturity in the church culture is the pervasive worldliness of most Christians. We are often argumentative and jealous, more concerned about our church and our pastor than we are about knowing and loving Jesus and making him known in every aspect of our lives and in the lives of others. It's imperative for pastors and church leaders to communicate that they are merely servants of Jesus and are not to be revered or put on a pedestal. Quote, "You are still worldly, for since there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not worldly? Are you not acting like mere humans? For when one says, 'I follow Paul,' and another, 'I follow Apollos,' are you not mere human beings? What, after all, is Apollos? And what is Paul? Only servants, through whom you came to believe, as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything, but only God, who makes things grow." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 3 through 7. Paul is clear that as Christians, we are servants of Jesus and should regard ourselves as such. It's important for us to know who we are in Christ, and equally important for us to know who and what we are not. All our labor in Christ would be useless if the Holy Spirit was not always working unseen in the background. That said, we should all be consistently and intentionally planting the seeds of the gospel and also watering them by encouraging, exhorting, and discipling others in Jesus. Indeed, the extent of our heavenly rewards will be determined by how much we used our time, talents, and money in service to Jesus and the gospel throughout our lives. Quote, "The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 8 and 9. A day of judgment is coming for every believer in Jesus Christ. We will all stand before him and give an account of our lives. How we lived in love and service to Jesus will be revealed at this judgment. When you stand before Jesus, do you really want your life to have mattered, to have made a difference? Or do you merely want to get to heaven by the skin of your teeth and have nothing to show for yourself? Quote, "By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it. But each one should build with care, for no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If anyone builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, their work will be shown for what it is, because the day will bring it to light. It will be revealed with fire, and the fire will test the quality of each person's work. If what has been built survives, the builder will receive a reward. If it is burned up, the builder will suffer loss, but yet will be saved, even though only as one escaping through the flames." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 10 through 15. In the Old Testament, God's presence was found and experienced in the temple, a physical building where Old Covenant believers went to worship. With the coming of Jesus and his death and resurrection, God's presence is no longer confined to a building, but dwells in the person of the Holy Spirit in every genuine believer in Jesus Christ. This indwelling of God's Spirit comes with unspeakable and otherworldly privileges and benefits that should not be taken lightly, but diligently and carefully cared for with humility and biblical perspective. Quote, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person, for God's temple is sacred, and you together are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If any of you think you are wise by the standards of this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in God's sight. As it is written, he catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows that the thoughts of the wise are futile." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 16 through 20. Paul concludes his exhortation by reminding and commanding the Corinthians to stop giving undue reverence to pastors and spiritual leaders, including himself. He explains to them that, as Christians, everything is given to them as a gift from God for their growth and development in Christ. Every true Christ-given minister, pastor, teacher, and evangelist is given to the body of Christ at large, along with every good and wholesome thing the world has to offer, for our strengthening and encouragement in Jesus. This should give us great encouragement, for this promise will continue and remain all the days of our lives, until Jesus comes back or takes us home to heaven when we die. Quote, "So then, no more boasting about human leaders. All things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life, or death, or the present, or the future, all are yours, and you are of Christ, and Christ is of God." 1 Corinthians 3, verses 21 through 23. Let us go now and begin the process of becoming grown-up Christians and disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Take time to reflect and consider the areas of your life where you are still a spiritual baby, a, quote, mere infant in Christ. Earnestly repent and start to practice greater devotion and obedience to Jesus that you may mature in your relationship and walk with him. Labor to root out any jealousy, envy, or sinful worldliness that persists in your life, and always keep your focus on Jesus without comparing and exalting one pastor or minister over another. Remember, we are all servants of Jesus and need to keep that in mind. We can all have a tendency to become self-focused and prideful at times, thinking of ourselves more often and more highly than we ought. Quote, "For by the grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the faith God has distributed to each of you." Romans 12, verse 3. It's important for us to understand and remind ourselves that Jesus actually lives in us. His presence is always with us, and we need to live our lives accordingly. In order to accomplish this, we'll need to utilize the tools he has given us. Prayer, praise, worship, thanksgiving, fellowship, repentance, pastors and teachers, and above all, our Bible, the Word of God. Begin to look for places to plant the seed of the gospel. Go to our website, www.kingdomd.org, and print off the free gospel tracts. Find strategic places to leave them and people to give them to. Finally, keep in mind that we will all stand before Jesus one day and give an account of how we lived our lives. Examine your life. How much are you living in service to yourself, and how much are you living in service to Jesus? When all is done and we take our last breath, do we want our life to have mattered? To have made a difference? Begin today to increasingly use your time, talents, and money in service to Jesus and his people. Quote, "For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each of us may receive what is due us for the things done while in the body, whether good or bad." 2 Corinthians 5, verse 10. May God bless you all. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love.
For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.